Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Crystal Willis, and I'm going to be reading The Power of Praying Over Your Home. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for this time together. I pray that this devotional reaches these women. May your Spirit open their eyes and their hearts and their ears to hear and see and just absorb what you have for them, Lord. May your Holy Spirit just speak through this. And we pray that it gives you all glory, honor, and praise. In your great and mighty name we pray. Amen. My main scripture today is from Ephesians 6, chapter 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. I pray my story encourages the weak soul, the weary mama who knows there is more for her, and the mom who may have stared evil in the eye and knows it has no place in her home. May this give you courage, strength, hope, and enough blind confidence that you too can pray with power in Jesus' holy name, gain new territory for his mighty kingdom, and deal a blow to our enemy, Satan, who has no place in our homes. With the Holy Spirit's help, we can win ground for Jesus and live with his peace and light. Sister, did you know as believers in Christ, we are fully equipped with the same power that raised Jesus from the dead? Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 through 21 states, his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Friend, this means we don't need special training. We just need faith to wield his powerful name. Sister, humbly come before the Lord with open ears to hear him, open hands to receive him, open eyes to see him working, and an open heart to believe. Ask the Holy Spirit to equip you with the full armor of God from Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. That's the prep work you need to do every time you're feeling under spiritual attack. The Holy Spirit will meet you in that place and minister to you. In Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 27, it says, the Spirit helps us with our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. I may want to read that one more time for you. Again, Romans 8, 26 through 27. The Spirit helps us with our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Even when you don't know what to pray, have faith that the Spirit will give you the words to say. Now that the tracks are laid, you can intentionally pray over your home and even cast out demons. My husband and I were walking through tough times in our home. And Deb, we all know Deb, she encouraged me to take dominion in my home through prayer. So for the first time, I exercised my God-given, quote, power and authority to drive out all demons. That was from Luke 9, verse 1, by praying in the power of Jesus' name. So, for example, I would say, in Jesus' name, I ask all evil to leave this room, to be replaced with God's peace. And I'd say, let all darkness be removed in Jesus' name and replaced with his light. Essentially, I bound the bad and loosed the good in Jesus' name. I went from room to room doing this. The story of the demon-possessed man from the Gospels, it's found in many of them. Matthew 8, 28 through 34, Mark chapter 5, 1 through 20, and even in Luke chapter 8, 26 through 39. Those all inspired me. And similarly, as I prayed that the evil spirits would flee from our home, I prayed that they would be released into the pigs and jump into the sea. Just as I quoted those verses, the most amazing thing happened. I went outside on my front porch to sit in a rocking chair, watch the sunset, and process what we had just done. I looked up to the sky to see a massive dark gray cloud, resembling a giant pig, jumping into the sea of light blue. I even took a picture of it, and you'll see it in one of the printables. I believe that this was God's way of showing me that evil was at work in our home, but now was rebuked and sent fleeing by the power of Jesus' name. I was, in fact, equipped with the same authority given to the apostles to drive out demons, and you can too. We are also given this example from Luke 10, where Jesus had equipped 72 of his followers with the same power. It goes, "The 72 returned with joy and said, 'Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.' And Jesus replied, 'I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you.'" That was found in Luke chapter 10, verses 17 through 20. Anything we do or say in Jesus' name has power. Even if you don't feel evil in your home, I encourage you to pray over your home intentionally. Be proactive and cover your home in prayer. Ask his angels to come and guard your home. Ask for a hedge of protection surrounding you and your family. Walk in this knowledge, being equipped with the whole armor of God to fight against the spiritual forces of evil and claim your home for God's kingdom of light. I'm going to pray again here. Heavenly Father, thank you for rescuing us from the dominion of darkness and bringing us into the kingdom of light where your Son Jesus lives. We thank you for equipping us with the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, for giving us your word, which is the sword of the Spirit, that we can all call on that same power in Jesus' name. And thank you for leaving us with your Holy Spirit, who will speak through us, interceding on our behalf, calling out your goodwill for us. May we not be timid believers, but speak in faith and pray confidently. May our homes be guarded by your heavenly angels, and may a hedge of protection surround it. In Jesus' name, we bind all evil in our homes now, and may it be released to the pigs, thrown into the sea, and replaced with your light, your peace, and your love. We ask all this to bring you all glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So I have some questions for you as prompts here, if you want to go a step further. If you've never done anything like this before, I encourage you to ask God to open your heart to believe in this power he has for you. Pray and ask him to show you if there are any rooms in particular you should pray over. Consider anointing the door frames with oil as you go around praying. Consider doing this as a family and include your children, especially when you pray over their rooms. Even write out a list of spiritual darknesses you'd like removed in certain rooms and what you'd like them replaced with, all in Jesus' name, and believe God will do it. It's been such a joy sharing this story with you, and I just will be praying for courage over you all. And we want to also remind you to go to the link in day one to find the printable on the power of praying over your home. Thank you so much, ladies, for being here. We love you.